We have learned officially that Professor Apollo Nsibambi, the former Prime Minister, passed on today evening. I'm a neighbor to him, so I was invited by his wife hurriedly, but unfortunately he had already passed on. He survived with a wife who is a widow now and 5 children. Some of them are not here, so that may delay a bit the program for the burial. But we thank him that he has been a good citizen in the village here because he participated in all activities of the village, either meetings or anything, but also in the activities of the church, the local church here, Bulange, and then St. Paul's Cathedral, Namirembe. But most importantly, we thank God that in his life, he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
As the former students of Makerere University, we have lost our lecturer, and I'm sure former members of parliament and maybe current members of parliament, they have lost a colleague. He was a gentleman, he was a counselor, he was a good teacher. It is sad that we have lost him. As a person, when I was at the university, he supervised me one of my research papers, and he used to say, please don't bring the work that will take away my mind or put me into a state of soul. And you use the word Ruguprias. But the word Ruguprias became more common and popular when he went to parliament. But we have lost him. It is the same journey we are also taking. We hope that God should rest him in internal peace.
It is a very somber mood, as you can see, to the country at large, but also to the rest of us who have been residing with him as a fellow resident